Earlier this week, President Trump announced a plan to privatize the nation's air traffic control system, separating it from the Federal Aviation Administration. It's an idea that's been floated on both sides of the aisle since the 1990s, but it's never come to fruition. The president said recently that the system now is ancient, broken, antiquated, and horrible, and it badly needs modernization. Commercial airlines have long supported privatization, and the Air Traffic Controllers Union is generally supportive of the proposal as well. But the effort comes as the airline industry is safer than ever. There hasn't been a fatal crash of a domestic airliner in the U.S. in 8 years, according to the Washington Post. And getting a privatization plan approved by Congress could prove to be a challenge. Democrats in Washington have expressed opposition to the plan, and so have business aircraft operators, private pilots, and some flyers' rights groups. For more on this, I spoke with Paul Lewis, Vice President of Policy and Finance with the Eno Center for Transportation, a nonprofit think tank.
The first proposals to spin off air traffic control from the Federal Aviation Administration was actually under the Clinton administration in the 1990s. And that didn't happen in large part from opposition from the workforce and the labor union.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was proposed again under the Bush administration, and recently again proposed and supported by the Trump administration. This time around, we have support from labor unions, but the problem today is that in an era of hyper-partisan politics, anything that the president supports, whether that's this president or even in the last administration, becomes a poison pill
right.
for the other party. And in order to make this happen, it will likely have to be a bipartisan support because there are some conservatives that are against the proposal as well.
Right. And so before we sort of get into the debate over it and the politics here, talk a little bit about why the FAA was created to begin with. What is it supposed to do and why is it now a government agency?
Pretty much every country in the world really had a need and for some kind of air traffic control system, and most of them put it into their federal government. Most other developed countries, in fact, all other developed countries, have removed the operational side of air traffic control from their government and moved it into either some kind of government corporation or nonprofit entity, and left the function of the federal government, the federal agency, to manage the safety of air traffic control and oversee the safety of air traffic control and of the system at large.
And so your organization, you're a nonpartisan think tank on these issues, but you've issued a report in favor of privatization here. So tell me, why do you think that would be a good thing in this situation?
A few years ago, we wanted to look at how we could modernize the air traffic control system through a system called next-gen air traffic control. Next-gen air traffic control is using GPS instead of radar-based navigation to help increase the efficiencies and increase the safety of how we fly around. We thought that it was an internal problem within FAA as to why they weren't able to roll this out, but what we found was that other countries that have split off their air traffic control system from the government have been able to implement these technologies much more rapidly and much more effectively. And so it's not an issue of the quality of folks at FAA and their work ethic or the management structure, but it's rather a problem of the agency's governance as a whole to modernizing the system.
Hmm. And so there's a lot of red tape they have to go through anytime they want to do any big change like that.
Yeah, and it's not just red tape, but it's the fact that they're trying to implement a multi-billion dollar upgrade in a system that needs annual appropriations from Congress every year.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, they're not always sure what they're going to get, particularly when there's budget cuts or sequestration or government shutdowns. That dramatically affects how an operating agency is able to roll out new technologies and innovations. A agency that is somewhat removed from government, that's self-funded through its own user fees, has the ability to bond against those, make strategic investments, and focus on the operations and efficient implementation of new technologies to better the airspace for everybody.
But many will argue, though, that fees levied by a private corporation could drive up the cost of flying. What's your response to that?
So we're not talking about a private for-profit organization. We're talking about a nonprofit whose governing board would be made up of folks that would want to see fees go as low as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look at the experience in other countries, there's no incentive for them to increase fees. And in fact, if you look at Canada, which has a nonprofit model, they've been able to slightly reduce fees over time. And if you actually adjust for inflation, they've gone down quite a bit.
Hmm.
While also increasing the amount of planes in the sky.
So overall, do you think privatization will ultimately benefit the American people who are flying in the skies, or do you think it could help airlines more?
Well, I think it's both. When we went and looked at this from a truly nonpartisan, independent perspective, the bottom line is that it's good public policy. It's something that has benefits for everybody and has demonstrated success abroad in countries that are very diverse politically and, frankly, has done a good job of increasing efficiencies, increasing innovation, and maintaining very high levels of safety.
All right. Paul Lewis is the Vice President of Policy and Finance at the Eno Center for Transportation. Paul, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Absolutely.
And you are listening to the show.